redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede, kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Podelitvijo Bode Čeneže, nagrade za najbolj seksistične izjave tekočega feminističnega leta, ki potega od 8. marca 1. do 8. marca 2. leta, se je sinoči v koncertni dvorani Tovarne Rok sklenil 17. mednarodni feministični in kvirovski festival Rdeče zore. Nagrado so si nekoliko nepresenetljivo prigarala ljudski predsednik Borut Pahor s famozno izjavo: In TV voditeljica Rosvita Pesek z izjavo.
Zgolj tisto polavtomatsko orožje, ki ga je možno za manjšimi predelavami spremeniti v avtomatsko orožje.
Poenostavite za ženske, lepo prosim.
Tudi letos je bila konkurenca več kot prejaka, med nominiranci pa se je na primer znašla tudi javna hiša RTV Slovenija, ki je s poročilom za javnost novo voditeljico oddaje Tarča postavila pred težko nalogo. Citiramo: saj bo morala dokazati, da lahko tudi ženske vodijo tovrstne oddaje, ki so sicer v večini domena moških, ostro in brezkompromisno. Sicer pa si lahko cvetober seksistične diskurzivne formacije pravkar končanega feminističnega leta preberete na bodeča-neža.spol.si/izjave. Ob vstopu v novo feministično leto pa vsem želimo srečno novo seksistično manj plodovito leto. Črni kabinet je ime predhodnice ameriške nacionalne varnostne agencije, krajše NSA. Prav zato je tudi predhodnik obveščevalnih agencij kot takih. In kot pravijo organizatori in ustvarjalci istoimenske mednarodne konference, ki se v produkciji Zavoda Axioma in koprodukciji Galerije Škuc, Kina Šiška in španskega The Influencers, začenja danes ob 18. v Kinu Šiška. In razstave, ki svoja vrata v črne kabinete internetnega okolja v Galeriji Škuc odpira jutri ob 21. So imeli narodi po vsem svetu več stoletij črne kabinete in skrivne sobe, v katerih so skušali dešifrirati sporočila svojih nasprotnikov. Pregledna razstava in konferenca gostujeta številne medijske umetnike in spletne aktiviste, ki se poslužujejo raznolikih taktik osmišljanja in razdiranja sodobnih nadzorovalnih in kar je še podobnih mehanizmov globalnega virtualnega sveta. Nekoliko mitološko razstava izhaja iz prehoda utopične verzije interneta kot brezplačnega odprtokodnega raja v današnje stanje visoko reguliranega okolja. Več teoretik digitalnih kultur iz Barcelone, Bani Brusadin, so kusto spričujoče razstave in konference.
The artists in the show are just one of the few voices of some voices of people experimenting with the situation. Of course, the internet is now separated from the rest of the world. Fortunately, the internet is society. So within society, there are many, many activist groups, advocacy groups, and the citizens organizing, trying to deal with this new situation and claiming for a new, authentically democratic network. The artists are part of the game, somehow. But their role is experimenting, is trying to find, you know, cracks in the system, trying to put their own experience within that and trying to tell stories about this. Artists are trying, especially the artists we are dealing with, the Black Chamber, are trying to create, you know, meaning, not just giving information, rational information, counter information, which is a very important part of the whole thing, but also they try to build images, to build stories attached to that counter information, so that counter information can actually be, you know, sexy, catchy, compelling, you know.
Na razstavi s svojimi deli sodelujejo številna znana imena na križišču umetniškega in političnega medmrežnega aktivizma, kot so Jacob Applebaum, Ai Weiwei, James Bridal, mediengrupe Bitnik, Meta Haven, Laura Poitras in Evan Roth. Brusadin izpostavlja delo Evana Rotha.
He actually set out to explore the physical infrastructure of the network. He traveled to Sweden, especially to some lost beaches in the north of Sweden, where actually the cable the submarine cable actually emerges and connects to the land infrastructure of the network. And he traveled just to see how it looks, what it looks like following physically the network. And that's some sort of a personal exploration. And the result is really unusual. It's not giving us many information about the functioning of these cables, but it makes them visible. It turns into a personal experience, something that we may actually experience as people. So this is a very simple way, and it's in progress as well. So it's now collecting data, it's figuring out other ways of making this data perceivable through kites in the sky, for example, or through picture, or through sound, something like that. But basically, it's a way to resensitize our bodies. We just lost control of our relationship between our bodies and the internet. We just use interfaces, devices. It's very highly mediated. And that project is a nice experiment of de-mediate that situation. We never
thought. Kot pravi Brusadin, pričujoči umetniki in aktivisti niso le zbiratelji informacij, temveč tudi ustvarjalci novih pomenov. Zato je na mestu vprašanje, ali dostop do informacij, ki ga tako često promovirajo spletni aktivisti, zadosten pogoj za politično aktivacijo in ustvarjanje virtualnih in realnih družbenih razmerij. Oziroma, ali lahko res naredimo ločnico med nadzorom in transparentnostjo in ali ni tudi transparentnost že sama po sebi določena tehnologija oblasti.
Transparency option seems to say we have information, we must change our views. And it's a very rational approach. And of course, it's really logical, it makes total sense. At the same time, we may ask ourselves, is that enough? Is that enough to have rational information about a number of really nasty things going on in the world right now? Is that enough to push us into action? And also, who's going to manage that information? I mean, information lives in a void. It floats on the networks and it stays there and it's accessible. It's not that easy. In fact, it's the same with leaks and even all the bunch of the huge bunch of information that Edward Snowden leaked actually deal with all these problems. Who's going to manage this information and who is possibly able to do it? So this is the radical transparency approach. Just release information, change will happen. Of course, releasing public information, radical transparency is absolutely key. But probably, and this is exactly the phase we are in today, probably we not only have to release information, but also trying to do something with it. And this something can be many different things. There are many investigative journalist projects that try to make this information accessible and legible in a way. And on the other side, there are some artists that try to dive into this information and actually think of the idea of leaking as some sort of artistic method. Let's try to do something with all this. And this something can be a theater show, it can be an activist group, it can be a new organization, it can be a new story told in a very unusual ways.
Novice je pripravil Boban.